to it now. We bring in my good friend, Steve Doolin. And I got some things I was going to ask you about, but then all of a sudden, I saw something that I want to ask you about, Doolin. It just popped up on my screen, and I've been meaning to ask you about this. Anyhow, good to have you back.
Glad to be here, especially when you play the Ramones for me. Thank you.
Well, yeah. I want to be sedated. Don't you? Hello?
24 hours a day.
24 hours a day. Welcome to Detroit City. I was looking at this remarkable article on MLive yesterday saying how Patrick Loyola, I think that's how you say his name, the man that was shot and killed in Grand Rapids by a police officer here a few weeks ago, right? How he was working to reap...
Right.
What's that?
I think you're right. I think that's how we pronounce it.
Loyola, yeah. And anyhow... how he was working to rebuild his life and so on. So this, you know, tear-jerking, you know, headlines, so on and so forth. The guy was at .29 at 8 o'clock in the morning with what appears to be a stolen car. And he gets in a scuffle with the police officer. He refuses any, you know, refuses to cooperate in any way and ends up turning into a fatal situation. Do you think a guy with .29 blood alcohol at 8 o'clock in the morning with a car that appears to be stolen is trying to get his life back on track? I guess I'm just, I find it offensive. You know, and then you've got another headline. Officer Christopher Scher went from college athlete to cop before killing Patrick Loyola. What is wrong with these people? Why the hate for police officers?
Well, that's a fair question. You know, as somebody who's very close to several police officers and also as somebody who will criticize an officer who does something awful because, you know, they exist too, we should have a much more balanced position on police officers as human beings and people who are human beings who are doing a very, very tough job. And we should be a little more nuanced and subtle, and we should be a little more human about the human beings who do that job, is my position.
And instead, the media just brutalizes them. The media just shreds them. It's terrible to me. Terrible.
Well, I agree, and you know the other part, you know, as an attorney, I try to filter for relevance as much as possible. I mean, that's one of the big objections at trial is, objection, Your Honor, it's not relevant, right? Relevance. And the background of the individuals, the press loves to churn through this stuff, and there's always competing viewpoints on everybody who's involved and whether they're good people or bad people. And that's not relevant to the discussion about whether any specific use of force was authorized. This stuff changes moment by moment in the midst of an interaction of whether force is authorized or lawful and how much force. And from one moment to the next, that changes depending on the circumstances. And it has literally nothing to do with whether the people involved are good people or bad people in the opinions of the readers.
Right.
But yet that's what they focus on. And it's just storytelling for profit is all it is.
Wouldn't it be nice to have honest outlets where they just gave you the news? Wouldn't that be just a refresh? Just back to the news for just a little while. Wouldn't that be nice?
It would. I'm not sure it ever existed. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, you know, Walter Cronkite's voice booming from the living room television. And it turns out he had his biases, too. He was just a little bit better at hiding them than some of the people nowadays. You have to pick a team now for news like you do for a football game.
You know, listen, I have my leanings, too. But when I did straight news, I did straight news. Walter Cronkite, you know, he was a giant.
And that's the way it is. Friday, May 20th, 2022.
Yeah, he was pretty good at it, wasn't he? But he had his biases, too. Before we go, real quickly, speaking of police officers, there was a police officer killed in that massacre last weekend in New York. Wouldn't it have been something if that police officer, retired police officer, I should say, to be clear, who stepped in front of the shooter to protect people and save lives, got killed himself, if he had been armed, Doolin, if he had been legally armed in New York State, I don't think you'd have 10 people dead, including him. Is that a crazy thought?
Probably not. No, I think that's not a crazy thought. And, you know, I'm often heard to say the Second Amendment doesn't guarantee safety. All it guarantees is your right to have a fighting chance, your right to fight back. That's all the Second Amendment is about, just to give you a chance.
As it should. And yet in New York, the governor there clamoring for all sorts of new gun control laws. New York already has a ban on everything under the sun. Everything that this guy did was illegal. He carried guns in places he shouldn't have had guns he wasn't supposed to have, so on and so forth. So what difference did all of those laws make, and what would a pile of new laws attacking legal gun owners, what would that do to stop something like that from happening again?
Well, they even have the red flag law and have had for a couple of years now. And yet I hear this incident in New York being used as an excuse to push red flag laws elsewhere, including Michigan, even though they already had one in New York.
And how did it work again?
Pointed out, a ton of other laws, and they didn't do a darn thing, did they?
Oh.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Oh, and Steve, I have to pay you a compliment and the power of your show. I just got the notice a couple of days ago that I have been elected to the NRA Board of Directors.
Well, there you go.
I'm pretty sure it was you mentioning it on the show that pushed me over.
Well, congratulations. So now how do we address you as a NRA board member as we go forward and still an all-around good guy, Steve Doolin? How do we do that?
I haven't been sworn in yet, but we're going to get that done at the end of this month, and then I think your eminence or your highness would be appropriate.
Right, and I'm going to go with it. You know, I haven't been sworn in either. I've been sworn at, but not in. So there you go. All right. Congratulations, Doolin. It's a big accomplishment. Good for you.
Thanks, Gruber.
All right. Thanks, Doolin. Have a great weekend. See you later. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. There you go. Still to come, Matt Hall. We'll be here. State Rep Matt Hall. Grover Norquist for the weekend.